They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me are some pioneers. And if you've ever gone to the great Iowa State Fair, you know about Stockman's Inn. And now they are celebrating their 50th year in business. It is hard for me to comprehend. They've been through multitude of issues. It is still a family-owned business. So as I came up, I met some of the grandchildren now that are serving beer under the cowboy hat and the umbrellas, famous for Stockman's Inn. Sharon Krebs, this has been a journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been exciting. It's been started out small, but we have, over the years, built it up till we can now serve between 300, somewhere around that number, of people to come into our air-conditioned dining room or out on our patio. So we've enjoyed the trip. It's been wonderful. It's been exciting. And we've had all different experiences out here, but we enjoy this fair, and we have lots of people that come back every year, which we enjoy seeing.
And Lyle, you have had people, governors, presidents, congresspeople, very important business people. I remember I was sitting out here with John Putney and Marion Lucas years ago, and they were trying to figure out how to start some kind of money drive to redo the fair. And we came up with the Blue Ribbon Foundation, which is amazing. Yeah. This has been a good time for you, Lyle?
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Every day.
Well, every day almost. Sometimes we have to take a rest.
I truly understand that. You know, one of the things that is amazing about this, Sharon, is that this is still a family business. I mean, 50 years, and now it's turned over to some of the kids, and the grandkids are working here. You got to feel good about that.
We are really pleased with our children, Brian, Jason, and Jennifer, and now our grandchildren are coming and helping out. But, Lyle and I have reached the age where we've just kind of sat back and let them take over, and we just enjoy seeing the people and watching them do the work.
As I was coming in here, I met Jennifer, and I said, hey, and she turned around. She recognized me right away, even though the pandemic kind of kept me away for a couple of years. But what was interesting is not only did she recognize me, but she went out of her way to say, hey, thank you for coming by. And that's the vibe that I get here from all of these people who have been here for years. As a matter of fact, there was a woman sitting at a table that recognized me, and I went up to her and I said, well, things have changed just a little bit with the clientele, but some of the old-timers keep coming back.
Yes, they do, and we're glad to have everybody come back. You know, it's just great to see everybody. And Lyle likes to go out there and just say hello to everybody and thank them for their business, and it's just a good time to get back with people you know and have them come back and say hello to us. And we really enjoy that.
And you folks have also played a major part in the agricultural industry of the state of Iowa. You have purchased all kinds of beef, and you have been in the forefront of helping to elevate agriculture in the state of Iowa, yeah?
Yes, we years ago have bought all, I think every one of the animals, the right. Beef and the hogs and the sheep and all of those over time. We've bought the grand champions of each one. And now Lyle helped with the Iowa Federation, Foundation.
Iowa Foundation, right?
Yeah, he helped establish that.
Yeah.
And so it's really been... Oh, that's what keeps us going. We love agriculture. We grew up on a farm, and so this is not new to us. We love it, and we are glad that we can be a part of furthering the agriculture business.
I was fortunate enough to sit on the board of the Iowa Foundation for Agricultural Advancement, and I know what great work that they do. You have been through some tough times as well. In the past 50 years, there have been some structural damage. There have been, when they renovated the beef barn, that was a mess. And what was the most impactful natural or man-made disaster that you folks here at Stockman's Inn had to go through, Sharon?
Well, it was probably when they were redoing the building, and they were doing our building also. They were doing the front of our building, and they left it overnight one time as they were fixing the front of the building. And when they came back the next morning, it had kind of split. And so that was kind of a major thing they had to redo. But it, in the long run, was really great. It helped us out. We now have the airplane doors that come down at night that help us, which we didn't have before. We had to do everything manually, and this has really helped take care of that. And we've had some really rainfalls that have really...
I remember.
Yeah, rain running out in the water, out in the street and everything. But, yeah. And, of course, we had to close... You know, everything was closed down during the COVID. So that was a major setback for us. But it's all worked out great. And we're just glad to be here again.
I remember that time when we had massive rainfall. And I was inside the cattle barn in the display area, Lyle. Yeah. And I remember that water coming up through the through the floor,
yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a mess.
Right up through the cement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how you guys have stayed the course. Final question for you, Sharon and Lyle. Lots of changes here at the fair. Lots of changes. I mean, I hadn't been here. Well, I guess I was here last year. And I've got a picture of Lyle and I back when I was 30 pounds heavier, and I should do away with that, Lyle.
I was uglier
than you. But things have changed out here. I'm kind of a fan of cowboy life, and I don't see as many running around here. I see that down near the horse barn, there's one of the longtime displayers of cowboy gear. I think it was Red River or something like that. They're no longer there. Melanie Edge, my good friend, originally out of Humboldt, now in Ames, has expanded greatly. But there have been other changes. Dance halls that have been turned into restaurants. And are we gentrifying the fair a little more than normal? I mean, this is still a country place, I would think. But it seems that maybe we're taking some urban turns.
I think maybe a little bit. We miss the dinner bell over here, yeah, which was open all night long. But overall, I still think you can still see the cattle and the hogs and the farm animals. There's still the country vibe here. And especially here at our place, I think we love the country people that come in and the city people, too. We are getting more city people in here. And that's not all bad. I think some of them have never seen an animal, maybe. And so it's good for that from that point of view, I think, for the city people to come out, yeah, and enjoy the fair and to get to know how wonderful the country people are, too.
One of our granddaughters wants to go to ISU, Lyle, and take up large animal veterinarian.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big job.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
And for years, there's been the State Fair Animal Vet, which was right next door, wasn't that?
Yeah, right down here. Yeah.
And still here. Oh, still here. I didn't get down that far.
Yeah.
Did they move the Avenue of Breeds? Where is that?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah, they did. Where is that?
I'm going to turn over here to Brian because he seems to know what's going on. Where is that, Brian?
Yeah, they moved it west of the 4-H building. It used to be right across the street in the swine barn, and it was always nice to see all the different animals, the elk and the, you know, the different varieties of animals. But, yeah, they moved it down west of us.
And they have certainly put in, Brian, a whole bunch of concrete wherever there was grass around here, and I don't know if that's to have more food trucks. I mean, how many more food trucks can you have out there, for crying out loud?
Well, I understand they have 12 more new food vendors this year, so that's a lot. That's a big increase from normal years. So, yeah, I think they're just trying to get a lot of variety out here. And a lot of the vendors have Iowa connections, so that's good. They're doing a good job with that kind of thing. And but yeah, you know, it's fun for the fairgoer to have a variety to choose from. We've kind of kept our stable, you know, pork and beef and regular sandwiches here, but there's a lot of new foods out there, that's for sure.
I have another question for you, Brian, because you were in the midst of all, a lot of this. There was an attempt not too many years ago for the Iowa State Fair, the board, wanted to put in electronic payment systems for everybody. And I suspect that that's, you know, a cash payment system can be questionable from time to time. I get it. But I think they wanted a tighter control over income from the vendors. But that sort of fell apart. Is that something you expect to come back?
Well, there's been different varieties of things that have been floated. One thing was tickets. They were going to have everybody buy tickets. Right. And that faced a lot of headwind. A lot of people didn't want to go buy tickets, and vendors didn't want to turn in thousands of tickets every day, of course. So that idea fell by the wayside. But they did install a point-of-sale system. So they have all the vendors now on the same point-of-sale system, which they can monitor and they can see. And that accepts credit cards and debit cards, which is kind of new for some vendors out here. So that's good. You know, different varieties of payments are good for the fairgoer. And so it's been good for us, too. It helps us track inventory and things like that. But it is a little bit of a security system for the fair. They're able to see your sales much more clearly, which is good for them. And didn't matter to us. We were paying what we owed them every time, but might not be the case with every vendor out here. But I think they've tightened that down a little bit, and which is good. It's not a bad thing, and it's good for the fairgoer.
Final question for you, Sharon, as we wrap this up today. As you look towards retirement, what are you going to do? I get it that this is an August thing for you, but there's a heck of a lot of stuff that goes on the front end and on the back end to keep an enterprise like this going for 50 years. What are you going to do in retirement, you and Lyle?
Well, you see what we're doing right now? We're sitting here watching our kids take care of everything and our grandchildren. And we're enjoying it. We're enjoying coming out to the fair, and we'll just look forward to that from year to year. And we're going to go into a retirement place and enjoy our new life there and get used to being on our own and being out
come
and about
and
come back to the fair. Right, that's right.
You can come back not as employers or employees. You can just come back and check things out, right? All right, we're going to be looking to Lyle here one of these days. I suspect the next big idea will be coming from you, Lyle, and we will be watching on that. So thank you, sir. It has been an honor and a privilege to know you these many, many years, and I so appreciate all the work that you've done, sir. You're a good man.
I appreciate it. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And Brian, good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the interview.
Once again, those are the voices of Lyle and Sharon Krepps and son Brian, as they celebrate 55-0 years at Stockman's Inn at the Great Iowa State Fair. The phrase, "See ya at Stockman's," has meant so much to so many people over the years, and we wish them the very best, not only in retirement, but as the kids, that would be Jennifer and Jason and Brian, continue their work at the Krebs family place, Stockman's Inn. All right, that's a wrap for today's Insight on Business, the News Hour piece. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, and for Lyle, Sharon, and Brian, and the rest of the family, have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.